This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, a free app. And the podcast after 10 o'clock today, go back and listen to it. Jamie, I want to play you a cute little song here, okay?
Oh, I love cute little songs. Yeah. I just love cute little songs.
And you tell me if you've ever heard this cute little song. It plays all the time at my house. And Carson, you might have this in power rotation at your house, too.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the duck song, Got Any Grapes?
Got Any Grapes, the duck song. No, I have not. Who's it by?
Have you ever heard?
Who's this by? Yeah, Britney?
Maybe Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy.
Oh. Yeah, I think maybe Ozzy does this. All right, listen, it's only 25 seconds. Bear with me, because there's something on the back side of this, okay? All right, here we go.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass? The duck said, I pass. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle,
waddle, waddle,
till the very
waddle
next
away.
Day.
You got any grapes?
No, I don't have that rotation.
Haven't we all?
What's the payoff here?
Haven't we all eaten grapes in a grocery store?
You played that song just so we could get to that?
Yeah. I love that song, by the way. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Got any grapes?
And the guy said no, so he waddled away.
I have audio of a lady busted in a grocery store eating grapes.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Okay.
She is livid about it, too. Like, leave me alone. It's a free world. I can do this. You can't stop. But we've all done it, right?
I kind of tend not to because I like to wash them first, but that's just...
But grapes, but banana. I'll eat a banana in the store.
Oh, I haven't thought about a banana.
Yeah, especially since like little kids
don't
like...
Don't they have to weigh those?
No, so little Debbie, like King Supers actually has a section. They have a little basket and it's just singles and it's snacks for the kids. So it's
I knew about the cookie, so that's a new way for them to be healthy.
Exactly, and that's the only way she eats a banana is just in the store.
I'm going to have to go to the section with the free bananas.
Yeah. I don't think we have the bananas at my store.
Yeah, I don't.
We have, you can get a cookie.
Yeah.
Yep.
We sometimes grab a donut. I'll be honest.
Well, I grab a donut, but I show the guy the bag and I tell him I had a donut.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah. I do too, but I'm sure people sneak out of there without paying for the donut.
I'm sure they do.
You know? All right, here's the lady. She's caught eating the grapes in the grocery store.
Ma'am, she can't be eating at the grape. No, no, store policy says I'm started cracking down now.
The store policy says her ass to eat those grapes.
Ma'am, you uphold this child, some of her ass can up eat these grapes?
This is a free word. Hey, I can do whatever.
Ma'am, get your hand out of the bag.
Are you going to make me?
Okay, I'll be right back. I'm going to get help.
I'm going to go get help. I'm going to go get
help. Wow, he meant business. Was it really that big
get
of a deal?
Get your hand out of that bag. She's sitting there, or standing there, at the grapes. You know, they're in their own little, little island there. And she literally opens the bag. It starts eating out of the bag, just standing there.
I know my friend, she'll eat one just to see which one's the sweetest grapes.
Yeah.
And so she will pick one from each bag.
Do you pay for grapes by the pound? I think you do, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's what I normally do when I do it. I normally get the grapes. I'm going to buy grapes. But I open the bag and eat the grapes as I'm going around the store. So I end up paying less, right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's the way I handle it, okay?
Right? You guys, speaking of which, okay, what's the rule about watermelon? Is it the lines have to be close or they have to be far apart?
Far apart.
Far apart, and they're sweeter?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If they have white spots or yellow spots, which one's sweet?
Yellow spots.
Well, look at you. All right, so yellow spots is...
I know watermelons.
Because I got one from Whole Foods, and it sucked.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Really?
It tastes like chemicals. It was the worst watermelon I've ever had.
Yep, that's on you.
Well, I didn't pick it. It was delivered. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, you gotta know your melons, Pam. Oh,
okay, so
I'm a melon man.
So far apart.
Far apart.
And yellow.
And yellow. Okay. You don't want white.
Okay,
white
and then that's sweet.
Is bland.
And then is it round or oblong?
Round.
Look at you. Wow.
No sphere. You don't want the sphere cut.
Okay.
Or the sphere look. You want the round.
So round is just okay. Round?
Sound. Round is sound. Remember that.
Round
why?
Is sound.
Why do I remember
round is sound. That means that's the one to pick. Okay. Round. Round.
Oh, sound as in like it's solid.
Yeah, solid. Okay. Sound. Right. Round is sound.
All right, so give me one for the lines. Far apart. Lines. Like, yeah.
Lines.
Lines far or really all right.
Near, oh dear. If they're near, oh dear. I don't know. There's a TikTok challenge called the door kick.
Yeah, that's stupid. People are going to get shot at my house.
They already got shot.
Oh, they did?
In Virginia.
Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kid got shot for doing this. Now it's in Denver. Check it out.
2 o'clock in the morning over here in the high.
By the way, this is Jim Hooley. Jim Hooley covers all the
dangers. I love Jim Hooley.
If it's dangerous in Denver, yeah, that's him. Dangerous Denver. That's Jim Hooley.
2 o'clock in the morning over here in the Highlands Sloan's Lake neighborhood earlier this week. Two people run up the sidewalk, and then they simultaneously give the front door of a home here a really good kick. And then they simply run off, leaving behind about $4,000 in damages.
The first person kicked right here, and the second person kicked right here, and when the first person kicked here, it actually broke this piece that interlocks into the frame of the door, and it separated it, and broke also the back of the handle of the lock itself.
Now, the danger in all this is all too obvious, according to police, after what happened recently in Virginia. In that case, a teenager was shot and killed by a homeowner when they were carrying out the same stunt, a very similar stunt, and the homeowner thought that it was somebody breaking into the home, and they came out with a gun and opened fire.
It's
the door kicking challenge.
Stunt.
Dangerous and unfortunately deadly out there this morning. Live over Sloan's Lake in the neighborhood over here, I'm Jim Hooley.
Dangerous Denver.
It's not a stunt. I mean, that's just, I mean,
it's
they're
vandalism.
Trying to, yeah, and you're trying to kick in my door.
It's vandalism. You're trying to kick in my front door and you're probably going to get shot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry,
pretty common
but,
sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should do the TikTok challenge.
Some of these TikTok challenge, I swear to God, remember when they were eating Tide Pods kids these days?
They should call it, instead of the door kick challenge, it should be shot or not shot challenge.
Wow.
You know, instead of the door kick.
Yeah
you get what I'm saying?
Just that is dumb.
Got any grapes?
What?
That's it. You kick down the door and you say, you got any grapes?
That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know.
What the hell was that?
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. If got any grapes doesn't really move you this morning.
Wait, let me hear it again.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah. Let me.
I thought you'd never ask.
A duck walked up to a lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "No, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass?" The duck said, "I pass." Then he waddled away.
If you listen to the song,
that's the end.
No, it's not the end. The duck comes back about 50 times. It just goes back and forth.
For grapes still?
The very next day, the duck comes back for grapes again. Lemonade stand. Finally, the guy at the lemonade stand gets fed up with the duck.
Yeah.
And threatens the duck, and the duck finally leaves.
Oh, I thought maybe he put sleeping pills in some of the grapes and gave the duck some grapes.
Could so he'd go to sleep.
Benadryl.
Could be down the road a little bit. I didn't get to hear the full ending of the duck song.
I mean, that's what I was doing if I was that guy. Yeah. Like,
now,
if
you didn't
like
the duck song and the grapes, got any grapes? Maybe you'll like beatboxing nuns.
Yeah, now that I am a fan of. I saw these ladies.
All right, now they're on a Christian television show, correct?
And they are going wild.
Yeah, now they're preaching their message, obviously.
It's they got nuns a little song, gone wild.
Got a little song they want to do, a couple of nuns. Each got a microphone, and then the one starts the beatboxing, man, and she's good.
She is good.
Man, you got to figure. She had to practice a long time inside the, you know, the
what else they
covenant
do?
That
it's
they
not
live
like
in.
Having sex.
I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't think they're practicing beatboxing.
You got to fill the time somehow.
You do. I mean, what a boring life.
I can't even imagine.
Where have they ever heard beatboxing before?
Well, they have TV. They're not on.
They're nuns. No, I'm just saying. They're not listening to beatbox rap or anything like that. Here we go.
Então vamos lá.
Vocação, oh, vocação, oh, vocação.
Whoa, 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 whoa. This is a Christian TV show. They nail it.
Yeah, she's really good. She is good.
That's crazy. Yeah.
They're going to do a collab with Pentatonix. Where the hell did she learn that?
Everybody has some hidden talent, BJ. Everybody.
I guess
even
so.
Even nuns.
I guess
so. They should go on AGT.
They should. I guess
so. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
No, I don't have a turter 10 this morning or a turter 10
you
or whatever
had,
it is.
You had one time. You had Schmidl do a whole production element.
I know.
And you did it one day.
I know. It's just so hard to come up with a
have
10 or turd.
Have you ever been checked for ADD or ADHD? Or
no, I never have.
You
never
should.
I have been told before to go get a brain scan.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I've never done it. But I do have three headlines here that we can choose from for the next story.
All right. Yep.
And we can either choose it ourselves. I'll give the headlines first. Then we can determine if we want to choose it or if it's worth going to Texnado. Because we could play one song, come back, and do what Texnado wants. Are you ready? Yeah. A. Number one. Boyfriend's fart causes 7-year sinus infection.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That's already one. Circulated. Right. Yeah.
Number two, Miss Piggy Woman attacks kid on a plane.
Saw that one too.
That's number two. Number three, pigeons storm a Delta cabin.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure you saw them all. I'm just saying, which one do we want to do? Now, do we go fart, piggy, pigeons? You guys decide. Texnado.
Well, since I know all the stories, let them guess. Let them pick.
Texnado or us?
Yeah.
I think we go with Texnado.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
303-22 Alice. You tell us. One is fart, two is piggy, and three is pigeons.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
No, I'm sure we'll get three or four, suggestions.
Yeah. Sure.
But all three are good stories, right?
Solid.
They're solid stories.
They're solid
stories. So you decide which one you want. A, farts. Boyfriend fart. B, Miss Piggy. Or C, the pigeons in the plane. Okay.
Schmidl, what are you leaning towards?
Yeah, what are you leaning towards?
I like the Miss Piggy one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
It is.
A little violent.
It is, yeah. But it's funny that kid was just saying to her.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go. Carson?
I would go fart because I feel like this would benefit a lot of couples. This
That's a pretty good one, too. Yeah. That's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, especially those of you that enjoy a nice Dutch oven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm worried about you.
A, fart. B, piggy. C, pigeons. 303-22-ALICE. You decide. It's a great choice this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, after tens of thousands of votes here on Texanado.
Yes.
303-22
Alice. Tens of thousands. Yep.
Farting was winning, but Miss Piggy's made a comeback here.
Wow.
So I don't know. I think we could go either way here and we'd be fine, but I think we'll go with the farting story,
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I've got it lined up here. Here's a guy.
This is so awful.
He's been accused of farting in his girlfriend's face and has given her a sinus infection. Here's the story.
Today I realized that I think my ex-boyfriend got the best possible breakup revenge that anyone could ever get. We dated like 7 years ago. I've had a persistent sinus infection ever since. I stayed in a hotel one night after I had surgery and he farted terribly. I couldn't breathe. I've never, ever, ever. It's not anything that even compares to that. And I got my sinus infection cultured today. I've gotten it like imaged. I've had all these tests done. Doctors haven't been able to figure it out. And it is E. coli. You usually don't get E. coli in your sinuses because E. coli is from poop. I don't know. How does that get in your sinuses unless you have a boyfriend who farts disgustingly and you are forced to inhale it because you are immobile after ankle surgery?
I don't know if I buy this lady.
This is a weird story, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if I buy her story. She claims Now, if you read on into the story, I guess he positioned himself just right to hit her with it. And she claims she has E. coli. And the doctors claim that. And the only way she could have gotten it from her boyfriend, right?
Well, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
You know?
But never 7 years sinus infection?
Yeah, I mean, it's
is
possible.
Is it possible, though?
Of course. I mean, yeah. He blew some chunks out at the same time.
She couldn't move.
Chunks. You're helping the story.
Well, I'm just saying.
Some particles got
there.
There
is some fecal matter in the air, and she inhaled.
I don't know. Is this possible?
Anything's possible, BJ. You just put your mind to it.
All right, let's go to Miss Peggy now.
Right, yeah, ready? This is funny because this story is interesting because I think we've all had a substitute teacher or somebody you've been on a field trip with and you just didn't jive with when you were little.
Yeah.
So I think that this little kid was on a field trip with this lady. She was one of the chaperones, and he just had it with her.
They'd been to Disney.
Yeah.
They were coming back from Disney World or Disneyland, one of the two, and they're getting on a flight, and he calls her Miss Peggy. Miss Piggy, you're not going to fit in that seat, Miss Piggy. And she beats the crap out of that kid.
Yes, she sure did.
Christy Lee Crampton was set to be back home from her family's Disney World vacation. Instead, she made her first appearance in front of a Seminole County judge Tuesday, charged with felony child abuse. Allegiant Flight 2885 to Hagerstown, Maryland, was set to take off from Orlando Sanford International Airport just before 2 p.m. Monday. But according to this arrest report, Crampton and witnesses on the plane tell police the child called Crampton fat and Miss Piggy, telling her she couldn't fit in the airplane seat. That's when witnesses say Crampton began hitting the child with her fist and then hit him on the head with a water bottle. Then the report says she slammed the child's head into the airplane window.
Oh my God!
Well, that changed from the story that I read. The story I read, it was like a field trip with a group, but they're saying this is a family group.
Yeah, this is on an airplane.
No, I know that.
Right?
Yeah. But it's saying, I know, but my story said that it was like a group that was all going, you know, like a tourist group or whatever, but they're saying this is a family group.
Yeah.
And so that was like the little nephew or something. Yeah.
And you just left the happiest place on earth.
Exactly.
And then you call somebody Miss Piggy, and then she beats the crap out of you and slams your head into the window.
The child used his arms to cover his head. Airport police haven't said how old the child is, but Crampton told police the child was very rude and disrespectful during their trip to Disney, and that after the child called her fat, she took his phone away. She claims he then pushed her arm off the armrest twice, and that's when she began smacking him.
Oh boy.
But police and witnesses say she went beyond typical disciplinary actions. One witness saying the woman was not correcting the child, she was abusing him.
Mickey Mouse wouldn't act this way.
Happy Disneyland trip.
Yeah, happiest place on earth. And here you are. You're coming back from the happiest place, and you get in a big fight on the airplane with a kid.
So
now, the kid is a little brat. All right. Any kid that's going to call somebody fat and Miss Piggy, and you're not going to fit in that seat, is a little brat.
Well, I agree with
that. Okay.
Yeah.
So whatever the parents have been doing in the past, it ain't working because this kid is a nuisance. And this lady, although you don't have the right to slam his head into a window.
I still want to know how they're related.
What do you mean?
Because it doesn't say, it says in my story, like, it says we don't know how they're associated to each other. So
I mean, they're on a plane. I don't know.
I know, but what I'm saying is if my sister hit my kid like that, then I jump across the seat and now I'm fighting with my sister.
Yeah, you got a whole brawl.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand why no one came to the kid's defense.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. If you're watching a child, we don't know how old. I mean, this kid could be 15 for all we know. I mean, we don't know how old the kid is. But, I mean, this lady is beating the crap out of this kid. And you might not have heard him call her Miss Piggy and going, what the heck's going on here? This lady's beating up this child in the seat. I don't know how that was connected, but man, oh man, did that get ugly.
I feel like the trip was ruined.
Yeah. Yeah. Black eye. Yeah, literally.
Yeah,
got a black eye on this one.
I don't know
what
kind of scrapbook this is.
People are crazy. On airplanes.
Crazy.
What is it?
BJ and Jim.
You know, this Diddy trial not being on TV has kind of sucked some of the energy out of it, hasn't it?
I agree with you.
Yeah. I wanted this thing to be like the OJ trial, but OJ we got to see every day. This one we don't get to see. We only get to read reports, conflicting reports, people guessing. It just doesn't have the pizzazz that I thought it was going
to
have.
Well, not only that, but we don't get to form our own opinion because people are telling us what their opinion is.
Yeah,
exactly.
So we have to follow that. So.
Yeah, and you don't know. I mean, it's really convoluted. You got to do a lot of reading, and we're not big into reading.
We don't like to read at all. Although, so, did you guys see that two-year-old kid that was just entered into, you know, what's that, Smart Brainy Society? Help me.
Minta?
Yeah. 2 years old.
Wow.
Two.
Man.
Our kids are failures.
Yeah.
They suck.
2 years
two
old.
2 years Minta. Old. Yep. Youngest That's member cool. ever.
That's wild.
Diddy trial yesterday. They tried to get it thrown out. The defense tried to get it completely dismissed with a mistrial. Didn't work. So it's back on the track. And they found the girl. They found the girl that went missing. And I guess she's going to testify either this week or the first of next week. And they say her testimony is really, really over the top damaging for him.
And Cassie had her baby.
Yeah.
That's great.
In case Cassie had her baby.
But I'm just saying, that's kind of bad timing, isn't it? It's like
during the Diddy trial.
You're in the Diddy trial, and you have—I don't know. It's just awkward. Feels, yeah, it does feel awkward. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.